Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama Shadav Nolio Abeschos Rachel Basav Argetel and Daniel Yazben Tzpari Rachel Deishi Big Benchman Zer Shal Kayama Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav says Sela Shal Maaser Sheni Vishal Chulin Shenis Arvu. A Sela of Maaser Sheni and a Sela of Chulin that got mixed up together. In the previous Mishnah we spoke of a whole bunch of coins that got mixed up. Now we're just talking about two silver coins. One silver sela of Maaser Sheni, one silver sela of Chulin. So what does he do? Mevi b'sela ma'is. He brings a sela worth of ma'is. What are ma'is? Ma'is are copper coins. So he brings a sela worth of copper coins. Va'imer, and he says, sela shel Maaser Sheni b'chol makam shehi, the sela which is Maaser Sheni, wherever it is, meaning whichever one of these two it is, mechulelas al ma'is halalu. Its kedusha should be transferred onto these copper coins. Then, ubayres hayafa bahen, he chooses the nicest of the silver coins, u'mechalon Aleha, and then he transfers the Kedusha from the copper coins onto this silver coin. Now, why is it that he has to transfer the Kedusha from the copper coins back onto the silver coins? Why can't he just leave the Kedusha on these copper coins? The answer is, Mipnesha Amru, because they, Chazal said, Mechalin Kasav on the Choshes Midoichak. We're only allowed to transfer Kedusha of Maaser Sheni from silver onto copper if it's a Doichak, if it's a pressured, tough situation. Veloshe Yiskayim Kain, it's not allowed to remain like that. Ella, Chazar Mechalam al Kasav, he has to go and retransfer that Kedusha back onto the silver. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, we continue talking about transferring the Kedusha from one coin onto another. Beishamai Emer Beishamai says, Lo yasa adam es sla'av dinrei zahav. A person is not allowed to take his sla'im, his silver coins that have Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, and transfer them onto a dinar zav, onto a gold coin. Beis Hillel matir and Beis Hillel allows it. Now, what's a machlok is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Beis Shammai is afraid that if a person is allowed to transfer the Kedusha from silver coins onto a gold coin, he's going to wait till he has a full gold coin's worth of Maaser Sheni to go up to Yerushalayim. Only once he has that gold coin's worth of Maaser Sheni, then he's going to go up to Yerushalayim. And then he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. He's not going to go up to Yerushalayim for Yontif, because he's going to say, oh, I don't have enough Maaser Sheni anyway, there's no point in me going. So therefore, he's not allowed to transfer the Kedusha from the silver coins onto his gold coin. Whatever silver coins he has, he's got to take them up to Yerushalayim. However, Beis Hillel is not afraid of that. And on Rabbi Kiva says, Ani asisi the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, as kaspan din reizav. I turned Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua's silver coins into golden coins, so I did just like Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.